Hunting. Grandma took the boys bug hunting, turned over leaves and stems and twigs, watched bugs scurry from their places, searched for little bug houses in the grass, created imaginary bug families, wistful worlds of spiders, beetles, worms. Smiling, bowed on hands and knees, before wide-eyed, brown-skinned boys, Grandma wove fabulous chronicles of the lives and times of tiny arthropods, little creatures most of us have never noticed unless we're small enough to bend our knees. Eventually, the boys learned of the dispute between myth and fact, story and data. But it was a dark, dreadful day, a clouded, foul, wretched day when the bugs' world disappeared like monsoon rains down an empty ditch. Scientific skepticism soon replaced awe and wonder in their eyes, as they'd recount Grandma's lovely lies. Frowning brows and confused concern finally took the place of giggled stories about the secret, scary life of bugs. They speak of bug hunting now as something that they used to do, a silly little childish game that whiled away the hours of the day. But I still remember the pure enchantment, the guileless, gawking reveries of little boys. Today, I bend on aging knees to contemplate creepy crawlers scuttling their way across the earth. I imagine them heading home to families after a hard day grinding leaves, and I disappear into that mystery.